English phrasal verbs to talk about problems and solutions. Hello and welcome to another lesson. In this lesson, we're going to learn some English phrasal verbs that you can use to talk about problems and solutions. So, let's get started. First of all, what is a phrasal verb? Well, a phrasal verb is a verb plus a preposition. Let's look at an example. The price of gas went up. In this example, went up is the phrasal verb because it has a part which is the main verb, went, and a part which is a preposition, up. Now, in this lesson, we are going to learn 6 phrasal verbs that you can use to talk about problems and solutions. Number 1, to talk something over. To talk something over means to talk about a problem with another person in order to know their opinion or ask for advice about that problem. For example, if I have a problem at work, I would tell my boss that I'd like to talk it over with my wife first. This means first I want to discuss this problem with my wife to know her opinion and ask for her advice. And then I will let you know. Look at this other example. Employees had 2 weeks to talk the proposal over with their families before making a decision. This means before making their final decision, they had 2 weeks to go home, talk to their families about the proposal they were offered at work, and then make their final decision. Number 2. To sort something out. When you say sort something out, you mean to successfully solve a problem. For example, my laptop has a problem and I have to sort it out. It means I have to try to solve my laptop's problem. Or look at this other example. We had a productive meeting. I felt we sorted out a lot of problems. It means the meeting was so good that during the meeting, we solved the problems, and we found good solutions. Next is to deal with something or somebody. We use to deal with somebody or to deal with something when we have a problem with somebody or something, and we want to solve a problem. Imagine you are in a very difficult situation, but you have to deal with it. It means the situation is really difficult, but you have to try hard and solve the problem. You can also use it to talk about people with whom you have an issue. For example, don't worry about Jake. I will deal with him myself. It means maybe Jake is going to get angry over what you are going to tell him, but don't worry. I will deal with him. Phrasal verb number 4. To face up to something. To face up to something is a very common and useful phrasal verb. Attention! This phrasal verb has 2 prepositions, up and to. To face up to something. When you say to face up to a problem or a problematic situation, you mean to accept that there is a problem. You know, most of the time, when there is a problem with us or in our lives, we tend to ignore it, to say that there is not a big problem. We try to ignore and avoid problems, but sometimes, at some point, we have to face up to the problem, which means we have to accept that there is something wrong. For example, she has to face up to the fact that her husband is guilty. Now imagine a wife whose husband is guilty, and she doesn't want to accept the fact that he's guilty. At some point, the police might say, "Listen, ma'am, you have to face up to the fact that your husband is guilty." It means you have to accept it. Or let's take a look at another example. They will never offer you another job. You might as well face up to it. It means you have to accept the fact that they are not going to offer you a new job. Phrasal verb number 5, to come up with something. To come up with something is another handy phrasal verb to talk about problems and solutions. Now listen up. This phrasal verb has 2 prepositions, up and with. To come up with an idea or to come up with a solution means to think of an idea or to think of a solution. For example, we have been asked to come up with some new ideas. It means they have asked us to think of something new and to propose the new ideas to them. Or let's take a look at another example. Is that the best you can do? You have to come up with a better solution. It means I am sure you can do something better. Now, your solution is terrible. You have to come up with a new solution. Phrasal verb number 6 is to narrow something down. Sometimes, when you are trying to deal with a problem, you might take a piece of paper, grab a pen, and start writing down the solutions that come to mind. There may be hundreds of solutions on your list, and you don't know which one is better than the other one. Confusing, right? You cannot solve the problem unless you start narrowing down the solutions. But what does it mean when you say to narrow something down? It means to try to make the list of things smaller and smaller by crossing out the unnecessary or the worst options on the list. You start narrowing the list down to a few very good solutions. Imagine your boss has asked you to come up with a couple of possible solutions to a problem. You make a list of 20 solutions. You go to your boss's office and say, "I have a list of 20 possible solutions." Your boss says, "20? That's a lot." You have to narrow the list down to less than 5. It means you have to cross out 15 possible solutions and give me 5 very good ones. Or let's take a look at another example. That is quite a long list. You have to narrow it down. It means you have to delete some of the options on your list. So far, we have learned 6 English phrasal verbs that you can use to talk about problems or solutions. Now, let's see all of them all together in a text. Yesterday, my boss asked me to move to a new department, which was in another city. Well, as a married man, I had to talk it over with my wife to see if we could sort it out. When I told my wife about it, she said that you have to deal with it yourself. I don't want to move to a new city. I have a job here. I have friends and I have a family. I can't leave them all behind. So, I came up with a long list of possible things we could do and started crossing out the bad ones. In the end, I narrowed it down to 2 options, either to quit my job or leave without my wife. I had 2 terrible options. Fortunately, my wife realized that I was also her family, and she faced up to this issue and agreed to come with me. As you can see in this text, we have used all the 5 phrasal verbs we have learned about problems and solutions. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. Don't forget to practice. See ya!